Hello, folks. Welcome to episode 82 of Whipsnap. We will actually get to the whole episode in just a second. I just want to say, if you like the podcast, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dog, tell your racist family, tell your not racist family. I don't really know what you're up to. Or your family, you know? They could be just talking about why history is great or why history is bad. Either way, I think the overall message that I'm talking about, even though I'm talking about racism, is like, you know, talk about my podcast. In this episode, my brother Christopher is on it. His friend Hayden and his friend Tristan, we will kind of, you know, we all took an edible. I'm just going to say that. So that is why it is chaotic. It is absolute chaos. I'm going to literally call the title, the episode title, Absolute Chaos, because there is no structure to this episode. I need you to know that. Okay. So I, you know, we're high. Okay. So that's really it. If you like unorganized chaos, then watch The Dark Knight and then come back and watch this episode, okay? Well, Dark Knight is more organized chaos. But there is, when you watch this episode, when you listen to this episode, my voice, not my voice, but like the, I think it's just the setting of the volume or whatever, it's just low. So there's mess ups, okay? So there's like iffy things in this episode, but it was a lot of fun, very chaotic. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, again, you know, tell your racist family. Maybe they'll stop talking about why they hate black people and start loving my podcast. Okay? Or I don't know what they hate. Maybe they hate a different color. Why am I... You know what? I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. Continue to listen. And here's episode 82 of Whipsnap. Enjoy.
Hayden's got to say something.
I'm good.
Okay, Tristan, say something.
Hi, I'm on the telephone.
Christopher, say
mommy,
something.
Mommy, daddy has a gun.
Peel your skin off. It's uncomfy.
Wait, is Tristan, hold on. I got to
let out all the so bugs that are in your skin.
Go on.
I just realized how like chaotic this is going to be.
Okay.
It'll be easy.
Gregory, there's bugs in your skin.
We need to first introduce everybody. Christopher, my brother's been on here for a while. Hayden is just some other, like, he's just like an average looking guy. And then Tristan, his last name is Han. So tell us about that.
I was born from a very young age
with a dick in his brain.
From something. I actually do want to know. So I feel like I'm
have you ever?
I feel like no one's gonna hit a punchline. Someone's gonna jump over someone else's conversation.
I will probably hit one of the two towers. I got a pretty good shot. Knowing
I called dibs on the other one. That's the only.
Did you actually remember the times? Did you watch the 9/11 video in history class?
No.
For the times when they fell.
It was on September 11th, right?
Yeah, but what month? That's what I'm asking. And day.
2001, I think, was the month.
Oh, yeah. So, you did the second tower. Tell us about that.
Well, it was after the first one.
Go ahead. Tristan, shut up.
That was the worst one ever.
That was lying.
Okay, I want to know, so you guys have been for a while, and first off, I wanted to ask something about Tristan, because, well, hold on, let me go back. Tristan, were you prank calling someone? You said you were calling someone.
This is the telephone I'm on.
Oh, dang it. Okay, I was hoping maybe later we can prank call. You guys can prank call someone.
Oh my gosh.
We can definitely do that.
Listen, but we can do it later.
Call all the parents. We should have Gregory call Augie.
All the parents of the missing kids on posters.
I can't do that. I only have one phone. It has to be one of you guys.
Wait, Hayden, say that.
We go find like
What the heck was that?
We go like we say it, Hayden say it. I didn't know I could do that.
the missing children posters at Walmart. We call the numbers on those and say like, "Mommy, help!" And then we hang up.
Okay, let's pin that. Let's do that. That would be a good thing to end on. Works. Even on
and then paper. We tell the parents to do something that just would be kind of like a generally funny prank. It's not harmful, but we're like, do that and we'll let them go. And you know, we don't have power over that, but like we could get them to do something like kind of funny, and we could record it and then post it on TikTok and make millions of views. Right, guys?
I was always saying that same thing.
Do it on here and then I can clip it. You guys have two phones. I'm about to hit it. One of you can record it on TikTok, and the other one could do it on the phone. And then, Christopher, you record on the Anchor app on your phone. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, so we'll do it later. So, for context, because it's already been almost 4.5 minutes, and we haven't really done anything. So, Christopher's my brother. Hayden is Christopher's friend. Tristan is. Single? Do I want to say?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
No, Tristan. So you guys are all friends, and I want to know. And this is more so like not even like a podcast question. I actually do want to know this. Like, when, who met who first? How did this group come about?
Oh, I got to chew.
Well, okay, Tristan basically introduced like every one of us to the other ones. And freshman year of high school, after like
go even way before that. So like you said Tristan introduced you. So what was your first conversation?
In the beginning of high school, we had the same history class for it was like a few weeks, I think a few weeks into school. And then Tristan comes up to me on the way walking to class and says, "Hey, I think I used to play soccer with you." And I was like, "Holy shit, yeah. Oh, holy shit, yeah." okay. And then I was like, "Yeah, we did play soccer that one time, and my mom was a coach." And then it was just kind of friends after that. And then I slowly kind of saw Hayden a little bit, but I didn't really talk to him.
He was just floating in the hallway.
I just saw apparitions of him. I didn't know he existed.
Still got him convinced.
And then Tristan basically was already friends with Hayden. And then when Tristan added me to the group of everyone that he knew already, and I was the last one to be added, actually. And then I became friends with like everyone else that way.
It was like you were like the last one to be added, but it wasn't really like an official thing until you like were, really.
I see.
Like that was when it was like
oh, it was like a tryout he was doing.
I was so bad that I like, can't add any.
It was more like forming a band than joining a team. Like, it wasn't really the boys until Chris was in. So, like, he didn't really miss anything. We were just such good friends without him.
I just made a machine gun noise. Tristan and Hayden were like, "Okay, rub your tummy and touch your leg." And they're like, and Chris was like, "Why don't I just suck your guys' cock?" And then Tristan was like, "Okay, you're in."
But yeah, that's how I met Tristan, and then that's how I met Hayden, basically.
Hayden and Tristan, how did you guys meet, and how long did you guys meet each other before you met Christopher?
Do you want it?
Rock, paper, scissors. We knew each other before. No, we're doing this bit. Rock, paper, scissors.
Not well, but we knew of each other's existence. Okay. Yeah.
Hayden, really quick. Do rock, paper, scissors. I want to see who wins.
Okay. So Hayden, Tristan, rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors really quick. And hold on. Also, when you guys are talking, you're also talking on the phone. I feel like you guys are just like mingling at each other. I'm like, no. This is content. This is good content. So rock, paper, scissors, though, for real.
So we gotta be, like, kidding. Right in the phone, is what you're saying?
No, not even, no, but, like, no, like, wait a second.
Don't just have a conversation. Fuck.
Yeah. I understand now. Thank you, Chris.
I do want to see you guys do rock paper scissors. I don't know why I want to see it so bad. Okay.
Just for no reason. Great. You tell us which to choose.
No. All
right. I'll go with rock. So you go with something.
Okay.
Rock paper scissors. Wait. That's awesome.
All right. That's it.
Okay, so since you guys tied, answer it at the same time.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
I really wish you could have just said this.
Happy New Year to you.
No joke, really quick.
What?
Okay, so I was working at Red Lobster last night, and it was like 7 or 8 people's birthday, and I had to join in singing twice. And ew. I didn't know how they do happy birthday at the restaurant. I didn't know if it was like happy, happy birthday, your birthday, or if it was just like happy birthday to you. So it was happy birthday to you. And I didn't know it, but they do cha-cha-cha between the happy birthdays. Happy birthday to you, cha-cha-cha. On the third beat, on the third pause, they don't do the cha-cha-cha. So I was the only one.
Cha-cha-cha. What's the problem?
Why didn't they tell you before?
I know.
And or actually, why didn't you ask before?
I think it was important.
Why didn't you do it before they did?
Taco just took a piss.
Broke your back.
Taco's pregnant.
That's kind of crazy. Have you never seen them do happy birthday before?
I don't pay attention to people.
That's what I say.
Hey, how often do you bring home like a basket of the biscuits?
I used to bring them a lot when I first started there, but because I'm used to them now, I don't bring a lot back.
Bro,
I know, but also I've had them so many times, I'm just used to it. It's like pizza.
No,
pizza,
yeah, pizza. You can actually get a box of the mix from Walmart, and it's like I made some the other day. They were really good.
They're like almost as good. They're really good.
So,
Texas Roadhouse Rolls.
Yeah, those too.
Papa Pizzeria. Oh. We're gonna delete that.
Good okay. God, man.
Christopher, didn't you work at Roadhouse for 2 weeks?
Yes, it was like a month. It was like 3.5 weeks or so, I think. And I did, and it was pretty bad, so I quit. I just could not do it. Truly.
Have you guys quit your jobs? How did you quit your job? What was the shittiest way you guys quit your job? Did you guys get fired? Can we do that?
I did get fired.
I did too.
Oh yeah.
Can we hear it? Can we make it public?
No, you did.
Can you make it public or no?
Oh well, yeah. Oh, wait. Wait, I know this story. Yes. I got fired for making a TikTok that we've all seen and heard thousands of times. So
legend has it has 10 plus million views. 12 mil?
12.9. Myth has it, but yeah.
Legend stole it.
And my uncle molested it. And my uncle
named it. And then burned down a Hardee's.
And then she freaked it.
And then she said I touched her. Hayden, what was the TikTok for the people that have not seen it, for the audience that has not seen it?
It's not Kellogg.
What
was the TikTok? Sorry, I interrupted you, but
what was the TikTok?
Oh,
people that have not seen it.
You haven't? Yeah, you have.
For the people listening, I've seen it. Oh,
fuck.
It's just
Crystal just came.
It's
where?
Me, I'm a guy behind the counter at a movie theater concession stand. And then the customer, Tristan, asked me if I can fill up his pop, or if I can put butter in his popcorn.
Wait, hold on. Can you add something? I'm so bored.
I'm just trying to get it as factually correct as I possibly can. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to leave any details out. Ding, 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 ding. Bro, give us a
intro welcome music.
Give us an audio dogs. Subway Surfers to listen to while you're listening.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, actually, Tristan, can you do some background music while Hayden makes this very entertaining? Yeah,
fuck you.
Okay, but Tristan, do it a little quiet so we can still hear Hayden. Okay, go.
Anyways, the the customer is unsatisfied with the way that I presented him his popcorn, and wrongfully
can
so.
You be the DJ? Can you be his hype man? Hayden, continue.
And I proceed to get mad and throw the full popcorn bucket, which is full of popcorn, right at an unsuspecting bystander, Tanner Moss, and he flies down onto the ground, and the video cuts right afterwards.
Oh yeah, and you got okay, everyone, we're good.
And Steve,
and it's like a mil. You said it's over a million views.
Over 12 million.
Yeah,
I'm gonna later.
It's 13.1 now.
Wow.
Okay.
Or no, I'm thinking of how many likes it has. It has 1.3 million likes.
Okay, we get it.
I still haven't gotten more than 1.1. I'm a loser.
A million likes?
View. Sorry.
In the description of this episode, I'll add you guys' whatever social media you want me to add on it.
Okay.
Only important ones.
What do you think a hype man is? because I was imagining when I said hype man, what I wanted you to do is whatever he said, you would be like, if he said popcorn, you'd be like, yeah, popcorn. You would just jump in, but you were just making faces.
You said you wanted me to be hype man,
bro. What's it doing?
Yeah.
What the hell? What the fuck? Did he actually?
Yeah, he did.
Why are you messing with me? I'm trying to have fun.
Tristan, don't tell him a lie.
Did you see? For the people listening, the context was I was actually looking right at Gregory and doing really sexy faces and grinding actions. Sorry, a hype man had to be vocal.
Chris is like a mime in the bedroom.
Yeah, this shit never works.
Wait, so like dry humping, but real?
Wait, okay, before I continue, how's my voice? Can you guys hear an echo on your end?
No.
Wait, but you just heard me.
Wait. Can you hear an echo on your
end? Syllable echo.
If you're
syllable. Dude,
if you can hear an echo, fucking die. I
was choosing which syllables.
Speaking of the syllable bit, I rewatched The Benchwarmers recently. Have you guys all seen them?
Yes, once a long time them. Ago.
They're so funny.
I forgot. The only part I remember is when they're playing hot potato.
Yeah.
With a real hot potato.
I rewatched it like 4 days ago, and the syllable thing that you just said reminded me of the joke when they were like, a mean guy says something about a register, and then John Hita and David Spade goes, "Well, I didn't know register had three syllables. That's amazing."
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that shit. That's funny.
Wait, why does he say that? That's amazing.
Because he says, like, register.
Register.
He's like, register. Oh. And he's like, I don't know how it's amazing.
You know, and then later, they're fighting that mean guy. Well, they're not fighting him. They're, like, baseballing him. Wait, what the fuck?
Playing against him in a game of baseball, America's favorite pastime.
Yeah, and David Spade goes, yeah, come on, guys. We got a scrimmage. Scrimmage. Look, it's not my joke.
Hey, Gregory. I have not.
No.
Oh.
She based on my balls till I scrimmaged all of her outfield, infield.
Holy shit. Pop fly.
High School Musical
2. Oh, shit. Joke within a joke.
Wait, I think Tristan and Hayden, how did you guys meet?
How did you meet?
I don't know. I feel like we weren't really like close that much until fifth grade, but then again more in seventh grade. Because it was like
we just skipped a grade and hated each other, and then the next grade we got closer.
Yeah. Well, the reason for that
we never hated.
We didn't talk much in fourth grade. I mean in third grade. Like we did a little bit,
but we actually basically became like best friends, kind of like the group of four of us. At that point, it was four of us. Hayden was close friends with Andrew in third grade, and I was friends with Augie since kindergarten.
Augie and Andrew are their other friends for the people listening.
Yeah, they're the others.
They sound like they lived in Oompa Loompa land.
They lived in Egypt for a month. and we were like cool and stuff, but then like in fifth grade, I feel like we became more of like best friends kind of, and then, but we still had like other friends and whatever, like it wasn't very exclusive, I guess. We got to seventh grade and the world got bigger and scarier, and so we just like clung to each other. And then during like middle school and the beginning of high school, we added more.
We got the we got the DLC.
Yeah, we got the Chris Richardson update. Ninth grade patch edition.
What was do you guys remember the very first? This question is for anybody. Do you remember the very first joke that you guys made each other laugh at?
The very first jokes?
No, not the very first, but the farthest your memory goes back to.
Well, in that case.
Wait, what's the difference? You said not in the first joke, but the furthest our memory could go back.
Yeah, so it can either be the first one, which is the farthest your memory can go back to, or the farthest one your memory can go back to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now you're starting to sound like a broken record.
You got yourself a deal.
Guess what? You got yourself a podcast title. Yeah.
Devil's Pussy.
Nope, never mind. We're changing it to that. Devils?
Devils.
Devil's Pussy.
Like a devil. I thought too.
Now I want to know what that is.
That's like one of those Urban Dictionary things. Where it's like,
when we prank call someone, we'll ask them.
So you hard boil it.
But just those two.
I can't hear me. $20. No, 15. No, 10. No, 5. 20. So I was talking to the. Damn it.
Remember in Paul Blart Mall Cop when he says, nice.
Wait, Christopher, what was it called?
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Paul Blart Bart Fart.
And he says, thanks, the devil's crotch.
About what?
Isn't that a sequel to? A good joke. So listen, isn't that a sequel to Eat My Love?
Yeah, I think so. Or Trout Private Ryan.
How to eat the devil's crotch in 50 days?
How to eat fried?
I literally was just about to say that.
Wait, what? Like,
did people say that in third grade?
How to eat fried pussy?
I don't know. I wasn't cussing.
I feel like I've heard somebody say that before, because I was also about to say how to eat fried pussy.
Or that's just what you think of, because that's how it goes.
So how did you two meet?
The third grade gods.
Teachers.
As you guys answer this question, Christopher, I have to end the Zoom.
Probably correctly. Call you back. If I had to say one, it would probably be correctly.
Correct.
What did he say?
Okay, correctly. That's a good answer. Christopher, do you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to end the Zoom, and I'm going to – we won't cut it. We're just –
Yeah, no. Okay. I got you.
Okay, so not even – since you guys don't remember the farthest man joke that you guys told each other, what was just, like, one that stands out more than the other? That's actually, like, man, this is good shit right here.
Okay, actually, the only thing I can think of right now that matches that is in eighth grade, which is already like a long ways into the friendship, I guess.
Love it.
We were both in the play.
Yeah, I know where
you know.
Guys, hold on. Pretend you're on a podcast, right?
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm on a podcast.
Audio context. What's the play?
Well, the play was just a bunch of skits from random plays. Like, it wasn't real. Oh, you were gonna think, yeah. But
it wasn't real. It was a play.
Wait, was it seventh? No, it was seventh grade.
I'm joining it
because I did it in seventh grade and eighth grade. Sorry. I think it was seventh grade, and basically, they were doing a rehearsal. And I just remembered it was eighth grade, actually.
Okay, guys.
My apologies. No. I'm good now. I'm good now. Okay. So we were doing a play where we're like in the desert. We're in the desert, and the water there like sucks. And so basically, there's a line where a girl that we know who's named Abby and is engaged to our friend Andrew. Do they like to know that?
Do you want me to cut it?
No, it doesn't matter.
If we want to cut it, I can say the N-word really quick, and then we can just cut the whole thing.
Well, now you got to cut it.
Yeah, now I think you do. I think you should cut it.
You don't want to do blackface?
So basically, while we were listening to them rehearse the play, Hayden and I started replacing the words that they were saying with which is the most childish thing of all time, and it was the fun I can remember us doing ever. Like, that was like the hardest we have ever laughed, which is pretty hideous, because
anyone like stop doing that.
What?
Was anybody like, stop doing that?
Couldn't hear us.
No, we were quiet. It was silent laughter.
Oh, my God.
Those in your sleep.
I feel like recently I've had an experience where I was probably high, and I remember laughing like so hard that my like stopped.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that last thing? You were high, and then what?
That his stomach hurt. He was laughing so much that his stomach hurt.
Hayden and Christopher, what about you? About Tristan? So how about this? Hayden, talk about Christopher. Christopher, talk about Hayden. Tristan, I'm sorry. I don't care. Do what you want.
I don't really know too much.
Wait, you do an impression of Tristan, because that was slow as fuck.
I think that I'm trying to think. Maybe at the lunch table, doing the face swap freshman year with you, at least.
Oh, Tristan, yeah.
When we were doing that, that was like funny. And funny enough to like, I remember doing it with you.
True.
Why did you say, oh, yeah, like that?
Just because I had like, he was forgotten remembering about it. Like, I've. I think there's a lot more boys' lore in my head.
Wait, what?
I just like, yeah, he unlocked a memory. Like, I didn't remember that part, kind of. Like, I do now.
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
I said, Hayden, do you have one?
Of who?
Either just one, pick. Okay, wait, hold on. Hayden and Christopher, rock, paper, scissors.
All right, shoot. I won. I did scissors. He did paper. I won.
Slit.
Fuck.
Okay, nice. Okay. So, Hayden, like, yeah, a funny joke that, like, you either just a funny memory that you guys had. It can either be with Tristan and Christopher. It can be just Tristan. It can be just Christopher. Were you guys, like, lunch table funny?
Yeah.
Me and Tristan were.
Chris and I were tech class funny.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do in tech class?
We rigged the set pieces so that anyone over the weight of 160 pounds would crash through it.
Took a lot of planning, but it worked.
Yeah. Hardest I've ever worked in any high school class. So
I guess you can make something with only duct tape.
What was the question?
What did we do in that class?
What did you guys do? What made you guys science funny? Did you guys like tell people that God didn't exist?
We kind of
we pillaged and like
plundered.
I don't even know. We just good lord. Sorry.
Hold on, no, Christopher, do that again. Tristan, stop beatboxing. Hayden, tell the story that you told us half an hour ago.
Hey, let me tell you her bio. She was raised in Cleveland, Ohio. The tattoo on the left cross her tit, but she don't believe in no Bible. Okay, I cannot go on because he said the bad word I'm not allowed to say. It was, yes.
His ethnicity in question.
Yeah. Okay, so...
We was making jokes.
I said it.
All right.
Okay, so the only thing that I wanted to talk about was, we'll talk about it now, and this is only, if you guys have a thought, like, on top of this thought, this question is for Hayden, but if you guys have a thought on top of this thought, then jump in after. But in episode 8... Hold on, you guys all rock, paper, scissors, all of you right now.
I double fucking lost. They both did paper, I did rock. Okay, next one starting right now between Hayden and Tristan. Holy shit. Wait, Tristan's rock. Tristan pulled out a gun. Wait, he's shooting him. He's
really trying to gaslight me.
What movie is that from?
That's brought up the gaslighting tactics.
Scissors cuts rock. Oh, man, how come you always in? Oh, okay. That's in Rio.
Rio.
Cool.
So what?
Tristan said that like he acted like a boy in Rio.
Hayden won and he's twerking. So what is he doing now?
Okay, so in episode 8 of this podcast, Christopher was in it, and he told a story where he was in a washbone class, and I think it was with Hayden.
Yeah, movies and music.
The people that did not hear episode 8, you can hear it in Christopher's perspective, but now I want to hear it in Hayden's perspective. So, morning of.
Wait, movies and music, what morning happened? Of.
No, he doesn't know.
Which day?
Sort of beginning of the class.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, I made a joke about I'll gladly punch you in the face.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah,
Hayden, yeah, he was trying to cover up his laugh in class. We were sitting at the way back, and trying to cover it up, making it sound like a cough, and it did not work.
It did not work.
Tell the story from the beginning. Like, what's the joke?
The joke that Chris was thinking of. Do you want to tell it?
No, this is from Hayden's perspective now.
Oh,
my
perspective was I did not know what he was laughing at until later when he told me, which was like our professor is like this old dude, pretty like nice and pretty like mellow, but he was talking about an assignment. Wait, I can't remember.
It was an essay.
Oh, was it after they were graded? And yeah. He said, like, if any of you have any questions about, like, how I graded these, you can, you can come to me after, or just come up to me, and I will gladly punch you in the face.
Now, to be clear.
Chris imagined him saying that. And then he started.
Cleo, you said that to him. No.
No, that's wrong.
Who told who that?
I, Chris, said the joke to Hayden, and I was the one that couldn't stop laughing.
So what did because the teacher fully
before say? I even said it. No, so he said, if you had any comments, questions, or concerns, you can come up to the front of the class, and I'll gladly answer your questions.
Yeah.
But I thought of him saying that.
It's like one of those ones where you're just laughing at yourself so hard and you're like, it's stupid, I shouldn't even laugh.
We need to watch Time Bandits as the boys.
Oh my gosh.
What was the other funny parts besides the part where they're like all the like impoverished people are like in a line and like these soldiers are like, I don't know if they're like collecting. No. It was like Robin Hood.
It was Robin Hood was helping the poor. In this movie called Time Bandits, That's a really weird Monty Python type comedy movie that we watched in this class.
Is it Monty Python?
No.
No.
It's Time Bandits.
Yeah.
No, I mean, is it the people that did, is it the people that did Monty Python?
No, it's not. I don't think. And it's about these little people that go through time, and I cannot recall for the life of me.
They're trying to steal artifacts.
You can't say little people anymore. You can't say little people anymore. You got to say dwarfs.
Okay, vertically challenged. The vertically challenged.
Yeah, they were in Snow White.
Welcome back.
And they went around and stole stuff from time or something.
Yeah.
Like, and there was a scene.
I remember them on the Titanic one time, and they were in a Napoleon.
From a fetch with Ruff Ruffman.
Yeah, and then there was Robin Hood. The poor were lining up, and Robin Hood was grabbing money from them, was giving them money. So he would give them a bag of coins and then just punch him in the face.
Yeah, because that was like his payment, basically.
That was, his payment was just punch him in the face. And then it got really good when he got to an old lady and he did not hold back.
He decked her. And we were expecting to get the cut or something. And that definitely wasn't like CGI or anything. It was real. Because it was like an older movie.
I saw behind the scenes he actually killed her with that punch. Bro, just kidding, that's not true. That is a joke I was making.
No. Okay. Tristan, have you ever been yelled at as a teacher?
As a teacher, no.
What about at a teacher?
A teacher yelled at you.
This changes everything. No.
Wait, hold on, really quick. So think of that answer. Did I tell you guys how the one time I went into detention?
I don't think you did.
Like the one reason why I got into detention?
It
wasn't even a bad thing. It was a mistake. So in high school a lot, my nose was bleeding. And all of first period, I was in the bathroom, having toilet paper up my nose. And first period ended, I was able to go to second period. At fourth period, by the time fourth period hit, someone was like, hey, the principal wants to talk to you. And here's a detention slip. And I was so confused. I was like, what the heck? What did I do? But in my mind, I was also like, yeah, whatever I did, I deserve it. So I went in there, and this is when we had a man principal.
Vendesca.
Yeah, let's say it. If it was a woman principal, we totally would have made out. But so he came in and he was like, you know why you're here? I was like, you know why? What did he say?
He said, there was an idea.
He said, do you know why you're here?
Yeah. And I said, no, massa. I did say that. He said, why were you not in the first period? I go, oh, my nose is bleeding. Like I was in the bathroom the whole period, he literally goes, can you prove that? And I go, no, because I flushed the toilet. And he goes, okay. Like he was saying it like he didn't believe me. He goes, okay, well, check the cameras. And I go, okay. He goes, all right, check them. And he didn't call me back.
Yeah.
There were cameras in the bathroom.
Yeah, they found him dead the next day, right?
They killed him. Saw me, like, put the nosebleed bleeding in my nose on purpose. I went to this first period. I didn't like the teacher. We were gonna watch a movie, so I pretended the whole thing. He figured it out. I choked him to death.
That's what I was. Okay, that's coming back to me now. Yeah.
Who sings that? Quick, who sings that? Tristan, go.
Wait, what?
It's all coming back to me.
That's a song?
I don't know.
Touch me like this, when you hold me like that. You don't know that song?
How it goes? I know that one. I don't know it, though.
It's the same one.
That sounds like 90s, early 2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s.
It was either Celine Dion or Will.i.am.
That'll work.
I don't know. Did you guys ever have to do an essay on like a
once.
What?
Yeah, I did once.
What about the second time? Talk on that.
Didn't turn it in. Next. Please ask about the third. I'm joking. What about the third? I didn't get assigned a third. They failed me on the second.
And where your panties are tied.
What's the essay about?
No, there wasn't anything specific. Actually, that question was going nowhere. A second going nowhere question.
I love Fall Out Boy so much for the viewers. I love Fall Out Boy so much. I grew up listening to them. Gregory also loves Fall Out Boy. And I wrote two essays about Fall Out Boy songs in high school.
Did you really? Oh, it was like using metaphors?
Yeah, they wanted me to stop.
Dude, that is the best skit. Hold on. That is the best skit to do. You make it like an actual dark drama, and the trailer is like you're shaking and you're handing them an essay, another one, and it cuts to a principal talking to the camera, and he goes, he just keeps doing it, and he goes back to you're shaking. He's like, you gotta listen.
He just keeps eating batteries.
And your mom is crying. Your dad killed himself.
But yeah, and so I can't really recall. Well, I can recall many essays that I wrote in high school, but two of them were about. Well, yeah. So yeah, two Fall Out Boy songs that I wrote about. Freshman year, we had to write an essay about the literary devices used in like songs and books, like allusion and alliteration and metaphor, and hyperbole, all that. I chose Miss Missing You by Fall Out Boy to do, this line is metaphor for my baby, you are my picket fence. Picket fence is reference to a perfect life. Baby, you are my perfect life. I miss missing you now and then. Miss Missing You, it's alliteration. The consonants in both words back to back start with the same consonant M. Miss Missing You. Chlorine kissed summer skin. Shit was full of them.
Play Fortnite.
That was a deleted lyric. What was the second song?
Head first slide into Cooperstown on a bad bet on their fourth studio album, Fully Ado. Seventh song on the album. It begins really funny, but it's cool. She's beautiful, but she's dying.
But just those two.
Yeah. But it was about writing, choosing a song about a character in The Great Gatsby. I chose Gatsby as my character to write for the song, and I chose Head First Slide to Cooperstown on a bad bet by Fall Out Boy.
I did mine.
I got a fucking F.
I didn't.
Did you really?
Nope. It was actually an A, I think so.
Wait, I did mine on Gatsby too. It was a U2 song.
Oh, fuck.
What did I do? Did I do this essay? No, you
were. No, you were in honors English. You were too busy, Randy. You were too busy reading The Count of Monte Cristo's.
Bro, that was sophomore year. Yeah, grow up, man.
I'm not gonna lie.
Sorry, you were too busy, I don't know, doing homework.
Really, it's like, dude, it's like a nerd that's like using cocky cadence.
Yeah,
that's it's like, sorry, you were dating your girlfriend. I was studying.
Yeah, I was doing something good with my life. I've got the remote. So Tristan didn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
About it.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Thank
you. Did you have to watch a movie and do a report, like pick a song based off any characters of that movie?
No.
I think Yesterday by the Beatles is about the movie Yesterday.
Goes on to nothing.
Bro's running loose.
Bro just needs to get put back in his fucking cage. We have
it's one. Called probation station.
What Did you guys give your best? Nick did this. Nick Richardson, our cousin, did this on an episode that he was on. But can you guys give your best Gary V impression?
Oh. Yeah.
Our best. Oh, you know what? Okay, who's Gary V. I think
I'm. Oh, you know what? You know what? Hold on. Pause. Just do an impression that you want to do. Any impression. It can even be, like, very bad.
Okay. I have one.
Me too.
Don't choose it. This is... Okay, so this is a guy...
Hold on. Do an impression, and we're going to guess what you're doing.
Okay.
No, sorry. I knew. I figured out what bit you were doing. Continue with what you were originally gonna do.
Okay. What's up? I'm LeBron James.
Lerman.
Yay! Okay, Tristan.
Hey, Hayden is next.
Yeah.
In that order.
I'll go. Okay.
That was a really good impression of Tristan.
Yep, you were done. No. Use that. You're next.
All right.
Hey, it's me.
Oh, easy. John Travolta in a hairspray.
Okay. Hey, it's me. It's Chewbacca. I'm the fucking monkey.
Yeah, you know it's funny when he opens his mouth real loud and just squeaks.
Bro needs to be oiled up.
Christopher, do you want to give round two of impressions? We'll do it one more time.
Okay, wait, round two. Tristan
didn't even get to do fight. His.
Oh yeah, Tristan, do yours actual.
Well, I don't remember it now.
A stuttering idiot.
My fellow Americans.
Episode title.
You.
Come on.
I have a dream. There was an idea. Luther.
Queen.
No.
Queen okay, senior, round Martin two. Round two.
We're changing order. Hayden, go next. Any impression? I can give you the first letter. You find a character celebrity that's based off the first letter.
I have to do the impression or I have to
that sounds
name
fun
one?
And horrifying. Let's do it.
I have to do the impression of them or just name them?
I'm gonna say a letter and you're gonna say the impression. Like if I say A, you're gonna say, oh, I'll do Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks and then do the impression.
Do I have to say who I'm doing?
If you want to, you don't have to. If you don't wanna say it, we can guess.
Can't breathe.
Well, I'll do it too.
Choose the letter.
I'll include it as well. Was that Stephen Hawking?
Maybe.
Come on, you can tell.
Hey, it's Widow Me, Stephen Hawking.
Dude, Stephen Hawking as a teenager. That's like just an annoying teenager, but like still in a wheelchair.
I bet he was.
I got an impression.
My Stephen Hawking impression.
Good morning. My name is Morgan Freeman. Please excuse my widow body, but your big old heels are just widowing trampling over me. Will you please buy me a drink? Oh, by the way, I'm Matt Damon. Good, huh?
Good. All right. Okay. So that was Matt Damon and Morgan Freeman. Tristan, top that bitch.
What letter? Are you still doing the letter?
Yeah. Christopher didn't do that rule, but that's okay. Let's go with a C.
Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon. Missing you.
Me trying to think of a single guy with C in it.
Celine Dion.
Oh, Cartman. Yeah.
John Cena.
No, first.
Okay.
Creative.
You're gonna light up if you're too dumb.
I can't think of anything. You know, that's funny.
Crack shot. All right, so if you can't hold on, Tristan, since you can't think of anything, Christopher, keep that beat. Hayden, be his hype man, and Tristan, stop freestyling. Go.
Hey, be vocal.
Vocal hype man, Hayden. That's the most important rule. I know this is mainly Tristan, but Hayden, don't fuck up.
No, I already did. Can I be the unhype man?
Yeah, kind of like you already, sad fuck.
No, even worse than that.
Sorry, little break in the beat. That's my producer tag.
Subscribe to my YouTube.
Okay, Hayden, I'm going to give you a... wait, Tristan, do you have a character?
Do I have a character?
Does he have a letter C?
I still haven't even thought... Okay.
It's me.
Wait, Christopher, stop with the beatboxing. Go,
Tristan. I know who it is.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's not him. I love
fish. And VeggieTales. And salamanders on my skin. It's me, Chadwick Boseman.
I'm the bro.
Who am I?
What the?
Barney.
Oh my god.
I was Charmander. I don't know who that is, by the way.
You should have been Carmine the Museo.
Yeah.
What's wrong with some fucking
Okay, Hayden, Christian will give Hayden a letter.
Z. Okay, I've got one.
It's me, Zendaya.
That's what I was waiting for.
No joke.
All right, you're always be flashback. I'm Ramona in pieces.
I don't think I can go that low.
I was going to do that if he said B.
This sucks.
Bugs Bunny?
I'm Butthead from Butthead and Beavis and Butthead.
Send it to the cloud.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, who's this? Jarvis, what's my ETA on that missile to the orphanage?
Oh, Osama.
Me in 5 years.
Colonel James Rhodes.
Colonel Mustard. Someone give me a letter.
It's Brody.
Okay, Gregory.
It's Happy Wheels.
I declare you in the name of V.
Zendaya again.
Oh, yeah.
I got one.
Victoria's Secret. Vector.
I'm listening.
My toes in the water, ass in the sand, not really my hair, cold beer in my hand. It was Zach Brown, but I put a little spin on it with Hitler.
No, V like Velociraptor. V.
Like Velociraptor. Wait.
Like Velocipaster. Greatest movie ever. Duh.
That movie, no joke. I saw it. Did you see it?
Didn't you? I think Hayden and Tristan watched it, right? Velocipaster?
No, no.
Oh, that answers that question. Moving
back
on
to you.
Neither of them have seen Velocipaster, and that's that includes me.
Okay. You guys want to plug anything?
Yeah, I've seen the Master Disguise.
Follow us on TikTok.
Hold on.
Yep.
About a Master of Disguise. I want everybody. Do you guys, everyone seen it, correct? Master of Disguise?
Tristan hasn't.
Man.
Hayden and I have talked about showing the rest of the boys Master of Disguise
for years.
I mean, even months.
You know what's insane? Look up the Rotten Tomatoes score. It is no joke. It's like a 1%.
No way.
I'm not even kidding.
That shit is so funny.
So good.
What does Rotten Tomatoes know anyway? They gave the freaking B movie a good score.
They actually gave Babylon. Have you guys seen Babylon?
Nope.
I know of it and it looks really good.
They gave it like a 65, which I thought would be better. I saw the movie and I actually really liked it.
Yeah, it looks really good. I heard a lot of good things about it.
When I saw that in school, I was like, oh man, now my expectations are low. And then the last act, dude, the last act is so good. It's a 3-hour movie.
Holy shit. Count me off the list.
I think Bo is Afraid is in theaters now. Oh, that'll be fun to watch. I haven't seen it, but I wanna. Have you?
I think I'm gonna see it this week. I'm gonna try to.
I feel like all of us are gonna not like it that much. I think it's very I'm thinking of ending things.
Oh, you mean the movie, not the book?
Yeah.
The
movie wasn't that great.
The movie was awful.
Wait, what?
I'm thinking of ending things. Oh, follow me on TikTok at Chris.Richardson2. At Chris.Richardson2 on TikTok.
I'm going to put it in the description of this episode. Tristan, anything you want to plug? You got a movie coming out. How's it like filming porn? What's that about? Talk to us on it.
It's great. It's great. On Instagram, it's TristanHahn22, and go follow
me. How we spelling Hahn?
Hear a song that I've made in the next 3 to 4 years.
Yes, he's gonna make music
someday.
Give him a decade or two.
Just wait. A sec.
You say someday, like, and then you blow your brains out right now. That would be so funny if you blow your brains out right now. If you just
we
like
can do that. Yeah.
News spread on the podcast.
Wait.
What?
I just remembered we need a prank call someone. We cannot. We have to do something.
We can prank call Augie, right?
I can't. Phone.
Well.
Hayden, we gotta end it. It can be anybody, but I think we amped it up so much that I think we gotta prank call someone. It could be anybody. So Tristan,
I say prank call president. Something low key.
Do that.
What?
You guys want to? We don't have to.
Probably not. We feel bad.
I would do Tanner, then he would just feel like left out.
Yeah.
Andrew
probably wouldn't pick up. This is really Andrew's phone.
Yeah, this is Andrew's phone. Leave a message.
We can try that.
Or Abby, yeah.
I know a couple million people, so throw out names. I probably know one.
Huh? Oh, Jimmy.
Great
Fallon.
Gatsby. Name a first name. I know somebody named that. You scandal.
All right, Hayden, what's your social media?
My TikTok.
Fuck. Did someone kill him?
My TikTok is Chief No Fingers. Spell that however you will.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't really care if anybody follows me on Instagram.
Everything sucks recently.
Yeah.
I guess Bo believes it, right? Really quick, we're going to end it on this. Promote a movie that's really good that you really enjoy, and then we'll tell people to check it out.
OMG Surf's Up.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to say The Truman Show. Life Fantastic
Mr. Fox. Or Scott Pilgrim.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't have movies. Oh, God, I don't have movies in my personality.
Oh, man. Tristan, do you have a TV show?
Even less.
Yeah.
Do you have a song?
Too many.
Hey, hey,
but when he does have
Goldilocks.
Porn stars. Just right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you have a favorite porn star?
So nowhere to begin.
I saw a dope video of my uncle once.
4K even.
He was a black man.
This is his only thing. Shit, not bad, bro.
Not bad.
This is an hour long episode past that, and I don't know how the sound is gonna be. So I'm gonna have to look. This episode is gonna be uploaded or not. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll have to cut that part out too.
We'll do it live.
Say it again. Was it the end one? How does that make you feel?
It was my sister's OnlyFans joke. That's not original.
That's why I want to cut it out.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to all of this and probably wait. It'll be probably 2 minutes. All right. We're going to end it then. Thank you guys for listening to episode 2. Oh my goodness sakes. Can we give one more? Can you guys do one more impression before we leave and I'll join in? And we'll actually cut. This is when we'll cut. We'll pick an impression of anybody and we're all going to do it at once. And the anarchy is going to cut it. Is going to cut.
Okay, great.
Everyone got one?
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, wait. Are we doing the same person?
No. No. Anybody you want.
And we all do it at the same time. Yeah. Yes? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And then how we're going to end it. We're going to stop it. I'm going to say stop. And then everyone's going to just say what they want. And then we're going to cut it after that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Dying. Oh, my God.
It's me, Stewie Griffin.
Stop. Okay.
I was Peter Malark.
Christopher.
Santa.
Okay, Hayden.
Lizzo.
I was not Peter Malark. I was Brian.
No, you were Stewie.
Stewie.
I was
Stewie
Brian.
Family Guy. And I was Jesus. Okay, that's all. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for watching. And listening to
watching you, fat.
They gotta watch the phone. They gotta watch the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Peace out, guys.
All right,
peace out. See ya.